Om Shanti. Most welcome for our very first session with Sister Chilu. And we're really fortunate to open the Double Foreign Meeting with a soul who is living the heart of the Yajna. You know, she's based in Madhuban. And also she's been connected from Sakar time. And you know, she brings the wealth of experience with her. And as you know, our theme for the whole of this the season is being a bestower like a father. So she's going to explore the topic of becoming a bestower, being for a fast effort making. And she's going to share 30 minutes. And later Sister Rohini will interview her. And Sister Rohini is took Gyan 30 years before in Australia, and she is now a national coordinator of Hong Kong. And she also brings a lot of experience with her. So it's a beautiful session we're going to have now. Thank you very much.
A very good evening to all of you. And welcome to Madhuban, to Gyan Sarovar, and Om Shanti. So Om Shanti, Om Shanti. So the theme for this season is becoming a bestower like the father. And taking this theme into consideration, all your classes and interviews have been kept. And my topic is becoming a bestower for making fast efforts. So how can you become a fast effort maker by becoming a bestower? I remember Baba's latest Avyakt Murli on this Sunday, in which Baba gave three main points for becoming a bestower. The first point he gave was, never think that he has to change, this one has to change. If he changes, then I will change. If he does it, then I will do it. If he's not doing it, why should I do it? Let him do first. If he does, then only I will do. This is like being like a beggar. You want him to do first. But a bestower will never say that. He will never say, if he changes, I will change. If he does it, I will do. But he does it first. Therefore, Baba often says, when it is in service, in seva, okay, you first. But when it comes to making efforts, it should be I first. So I have to change in order to make that other one change. I have to become like the father. So I have to change first and enable him to change. Because maybe he doesn't have the courage to change. And therefore let me be the bestower and change myself. Then that will inspire him to change. That's the first point Baba gave for becoming a bestower. The second point Baba gave was, I hope you remember the Murli of last Sunday. Baba said that you have to become a contented soul if you want to bestow. You cannot become a giver until you have it yourself. And where values are concerned, we do have those values. Every soul has the values. Okay, if it comes to money and someone asks, you may not have money to give and you can say, sorry, I cannot give. But when someone says, give me peace, can I give peace? Through my thoughts, my words, my actions, through my feelings, through my vision, through my behavior, through my face, I can give it, why not? And karma philosophy says that what you give, that you get back. So if you want peace for yourself, give peace. You already have it. But if you share it, then your peace will increase. So values shared are values doubled. The saying goes that happiness shared is happiness doubled. So I have the happiness, let me share that happiness with others, peace with others, because I have it. And for that I have to be a contented soul myself. So am I contented? Because only then I can give. If I am also needing it, I cannot give. And the third very beautiful point Baba gave was, I have to serve like an altruistic server. Never the question should come, he did not give me anything, why should I give him? This is like being a miser. If he gives me, then I will give. I have everything, but I don't want to give because he has never helped me. He has never given. So if he gives me, then only I will give. It means that I am expecting something more than what I can give. But let me be altruistic, let me be selfless, and let me share that happiness or peace or love, whatever that soul is asking for, myself. And I have abundant of it. It's not that I don't have it, because I, the soul, am an embodiment of it. So love shared is love doubled. Happiness shared is happiness doubled. All these values, the more you share them, yours will become double. So it's not that we are selfish, that if I share I'll get double, but then I become an altruistic server. So I have to give first. And why I have to give first? Because I am the child of the bestower. That supreme bestower doesn't need anything from me. You know, on the path of bhakti, devotion, we were actually trying to deal with God. God, if you give me this, then I will offer something to you. If you do this, then I will do this for you. That is being selfish. That is like bargaining. That is like begging. And I will give you only if you give me. But a bestower doesn't think like that. I have to give. And Baba says that you are becoming deities. Deity in Hindi is devata. You are a devata. You are becoming a deity. So who can become a deity? The one who's devata, who deta. Deta in Hindi means who gives. So I don't have to become a levata. I want this. I. There again the ego will come. Therefore I have to be a contented soul. I have to take from Baba, not from any human beings. So I will not be thinking of wanting to take from any human beings. I already have these values and I'm the child of the one who is the ocean of all these values, and I have a right over those values, so I can definitely give. I'm a satisfied soul myself. I don't want someone else to change. I am a fast effort maker. And because I'm a fast effort maker, I will do it first. And Baba also says that, children, time is very short. You can't wait for the other one to change and then you will change. Because if you keep waiting and he doesn't change, then you also will not change, and then you will get no fruit, no reward. Because you get the fruit of only that what you sow. So I have to do it first. I don't have to have expectations in this that he should change first. And if I have to do it first, I must be full myself. I must be powerful myself. And I should not have any expectation from other that he should give me something for that. No. Because I am the best doer. And that's what Brahma Baba was. Brahma Baba never had the thought, let my children give me first. No. Let me give first. And God is called the bestower. They say for him that he's always giving. He never takes. He never takes. He always gives. We take and then we forget also. We get and we forget. Very often we forget that someone has done something good for me. We forget all that. We don't even thank him for all that he has given to me. Instead, I'm asking for him more and more, you know, from him more and more, without really reciprocating in a positive way that I should thank you for all that you have done for me. But God does not want that reciprocation also, that you should thank God. Because he keeps on giving. He's the ocean. Just like an ocean, it never says, you give me first, then I will give you. No, the ocean is the, he is the ocean, so always the best over. The sun will never say, you give me first, then I will give you light. No, he's always giving. And therefore Baba says, you are the children of the bestower, and therefore don't ask for peace. Baba says in Sobhdi Murli's, people ask for peace. Oh God, give me peace. We ask for peace from God, but God says, no, it's your right. It's your birthright. Peace is your birthright. You can claim it from me as your birthright. So we won't say to Baba, Baba, please give me peace. Baba, I'm very peaceless. Baba, please give me peace. What will we say? Baba, I'm a peaceful soul. You are my father, the ocean of peace. And I'm the resident of the abode of peace. And therefore, Baba, I'm experiencing peace in your company. I take it as a right, because I'm the child of the ocean of peace and I'm a peaceful soul myself. In this way I can share that with others by considering them also to be peaceful souls. Somebody may be very agitated at this moment very upset, very angry, very disturbed, but I can give him the good wishes. May you be peaceful. It doesn't cost me anything. It doesn't cost me. If I take buy something physical, maybe I'll have to buy it and for that give money. But when it comes to sharing values, you don't have to give money for that, because it's abundant in us. You know, there's a story on this, that once a poor person, he was very hungry, and he went to a shop which was sweets shop, and he asked the owner of that sweet shop, "I'm very hungry, can you give me some sweets? I'm very hungry." And that person, you know, he scolded him, he shouted at him, you know, and told him to get out, get away. So he insulted him. But before that beggar left, he said, "Okay, sir, if you don't want to give me the sweets, doesn't matter. But at least speak sweetly with me. You can definitely speak sweetly with me. It will not cost you anything. Sweets maybe you don't want to give because they cost money. But speaking sweet words doesn't cost any money." It was a big lesson for that shopkeeper. So it's a lesson for us also, that we should not ask for these values from Baba. On the contrary, we should thank Baba for having given us that insight, that understanding that we are all peaceful souls. In today's Murli, Baba spoke about the three stories, you know, in Bhakti. The story of immortality, the story of the third eye, and the story of the true Narayan. So Baba says all that is in this knowledge. Baba gives us the knowledge of the soul, and with that knowledge of the soul, we understood that how I am an immortal soul, I never die, I am never born, I am eternal, I am immortal, I am imperishable. So when I have come to know all this, I conquer death. Death, the word death gives a lot of sorrow, but then death never comes to me. Death is not for the soul, it's only for the body. And the body is temporary anyway, it's only a costume. So I am eternal. I am never born and I never die. And when we have this consciousness, we become like conquerors of death, because we know we are eternal. And that's why in the golden age, everyone is conqueror of attachment. Attachment gives sorrow. But if we have the knowledge that we are eternal souls, the soul has just left this body to take another new body. He has just gone from this costume to take another costume. So I don't feel that sorrow or the unhappiness. I don't even have the attachment. I know that my account with this soul was only this much. And therefore no attachment, no fear, no questions. It's not a surprise that if someone leaves the body, because that is the way it is in this world. The one who is born has to die one day. So no human being can be eternal in this world anyway. But the soul is eternal, and that goes through a cycle. So we understand the eternity of the self, and that helps us to go beyond the fear of death. So we become immortal in the golden age. We become like conquerors of attachment. And then Baba says, it is you children who get the third eye of wisdom. Through this third eye, you're able to see all the three aspects of time. And when you can see the three aspects of time, you understand that whatever is happening is all fixed. Therefore, no questions also, no surprises also. You become stable. And in that stability, I can keep on giving. I can keep on giving because I can never be the loser. If I'm giving, I'm also receiving. But there's no bargaining that if I get this only, then I will give. No. And as a bestower, I become the king. The king is a bestower. It's a very interesting story on this, that once two people, they did a lot of penance and God was pleased with them. And God asked them, what do you want? You tell me what you want and I will give you that. You tell me. So one of them said, God, give me so much wealth, give me so much wealth so that I can keep on giving and giving and giving. And then the other one said, I want so much wealth that I keep on, and I want to keep on receiving. So one said, I want to keep on giving, and the other said, I want to keep on receiving. Now what did God do? The one who said, I should keep on receiving and receiving, he became a beggar. Because beggar is always wanting. I should receive, I should get, so his hands are like this. You know, I should get. He puts his hand in this way so that he is given. And the one who said, I want to keep giving and giving and giving, God made him a rich man so that he could keep on giving and giving. So we are so rich in these values, and therefore we have to keep on giving, and they will never become less. They will be always more increasing and increasing. And they increase to such a great extent that we become the masters for 21 births, where we won't have to ask for anything. So that's what God makes us. So God makes us the bestowers, and He makes us the true Narayan. And for that, Baba says, I show you the way to mukti and jivan mukti. People think that I should not come back in this world, because this world is a world of sorrow. But Baba says this world is a world of happiness. But if you want to experience happiness, you have to share that happiness. You can't keep it with yourself. If you keep it with yourself, you have the fruit. If you keep it with yourself, then what will happen? You can't eat that much, so it will get rotten. It will get spoiled. But you eat it, you help, you give to others, and the seed which comes from that fruit, you can sow it again, and then you will get a tree again. So it is an unending cycle. And that's what Baba teaches us to do. So in giving, there is receiving. And the last point I would say, that do it as the father did. When Shiv Baba entered the body of Brahma Baba, and Baba showed him that you are going to become the master of the world. You are going to become the golden aged world sovereign. And when Baba saw that, he felt, all this what I have is nothing. And whatever he had, he surrendered to Baba, because he felt the diamonds in which his business was doing, in diamonds, they are only stones. And immediately the unlimited disinterest came in him, and he just surrendered to Baba, because he knew he would get so much from Baba. So Baba is the bestower, and we should never, never fear, oh, if I give to Baba, then I may be the loser. You will never be the loser. Even with wealth, I know so many brothers and sisters that give their experience when they put in Baba's box, how the return comes to them tenfold, because they did this one philanthropic gesture of putting money in Baba's box, helping Baba's work. And Baba says, without you children, how can I create the golden aged world? You are needed for me to create a golden aged world. So we become proud to say, yes, we are God's helpers. We are helping God to create a new world, to create golden age. And for that, we have to become best towards ourselves, like the Father. Okay? So this is the essence of what I would like to say. And now I request Rohini Ben to create some questions and ask. Okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Om Shanti. So, this is a very interesting concept of becoming a bestower for being a fast effort maker. Because what we are saying is that on one side, being a bestower, I am being godly companion, God's partner in doing, giving something. But as a fast effort maker, I am being godly student. So how can we balance both things?
So being a bestower and making fast efforts, they go together. You cannot become a fast effort maker until you are a giver. If you are not, a philanthropist, if you are not contented within, then you cannot really make fast efforts. For making fast efforts, you have to be contented within first. If I have discontentment in me, how can I make fast efforts? If I want to run fast, I should have the physical strength. If I don't have the physical strength, how can I run fast? If I want to fly, I should have enough money to fly. If I don't have money, how can I fly? I have to buy that expensive ticket. I need money. And therefore, to be a fast effort maker, you have to first have all those qualities yourself in you. You cannot be a fast effort maker without having those qualities. And how will I have those qualities? When I'm seeing Baba. When I'm realizing my own values too. If I cannot realize my values, then I cannot be a fast effort maker. If I'm not seeing Baba, I cannot be a fast effort maker. Because Baba is always there to help me. But for that, I have to keep the courage first. But I can keep the courage first only when I am having that willpower. And that willpower comes through Baba's remembrance. And therefore Baba says, in order to become a fast effort maker, you have to first of all be a bestower. So never think that, oh, if I give, what will happen of me? Baba is there to give you hundredfold. He is bound to, because you have surrendered to Baba. You have not surrendered to any human beings. For to human beings, if you surrender, maybe a question can come, how long will he help me? How long? Because even he can lose all his wealth. So he can't help me after that if he has lost all himself too. But God is the highest on high. He's the ocean. His wealth of virtues is endless. And therefore that wealth can never get exhausted. and therefore he can never stop helping me. And because I am with that Supreme Father, that Supreme Teacher who is always teaching me, I am with the Supreme Sadguru who is always inspiring me to go beyond, then I have nothing to lose. And when I say this to myself, I can become a very fast effort maker, because I am a very contented soul within and I can make fast efforts. But if that discontentment is there, then I am like a, you know, so sulky, I can become very sad, I can become unhappy. But if I am in that unhappy, sad, sulky state, I can never really become a fast effort maker. For becoming a fast effort maker, along with strength, I need enthusiasm, I need willpower, I need all that. And that comes when I'm aware, because the awareness is also important. You can't see all this physically, but the awareness is there. That consciousness is there, the awareness is there, the realization is there that yes, I am that. And I am what Baba expects of me. So I am that and I can be that. I don't lose hope. I don't lose my enthusiasm. I can do it and I will do it. I will keep up to Baba's hope. I will keep up to what Baba wants me to do. So that willpower comes and I become a fast effort maker.
It's very inspiring what you just shared in earlier when you were sharing your thoughts. But there is a huge problem. Baba bestows so many titles. But there is, and we like it also. It touches our heart. But there is a huge gap between Baba given titles and our self-confidence, believing in what Baba is saying. So there is a kind of a self-doubt. There is a question, really, I'm this one? Am I able to do this? That kind of a question. And that actually takes away our zeal and enthusiasm.
Actually, this question should not arise. Can I do it? Am I the one who's going to do it? Will I be able to do it? This question should not arise at all. What do you think? This question should arise or not? Those who think this question should arise, whether I'll be able to do it or not, whether I can do it or not. Those who think that this question should arise, raise your hand. See, no one is raising. So this question doesn't arise at all. Because I can do it. I can do it. I will do it. And I'm not alone to do it. Baba is with me. I have this question whether I can do it or not because I think I'm alone. You know, there are many situations where you're alone and you have so much work to do. And then you think, oh, how will I do it? Will I be able to do it or not? But if you have many helping hands, will this question arise? Will this question arise? No. And here Baba says, Baba is with you. You are in God's company. You are not alone. You are like combined with Baba. So when you do something, it's Baba's 1,000 arms with you which are helping you. Baba is your companion and therefore there's nothing to be frightened of. No one can harm you. So when no one can harm me, I become so fearless and I can do it. Many of times we see when I'm frightened, we're afraid to do anything because there's fright inside. But if someone very powerful is with you, you will never be frightened. There's many interesting stories on this, no? Once that father and child were going in a big crowd. So the father told the child, "Child, catch my hand. Catch my hand. You may get lost." But the child told the father, "Father, no, you catch my hand." So a father asked, "What's the difference between you catching my hand and I catching your hand?" And the child said, "Father, my hand is so small. If I catch your hand, it may slip. But if you catch my hand, your hand is so strong, so my hand will never slip. So you catch my hand." And here it's not we catching our hand, giving our hand to Baba, but Baba catching our hand. So if Baba is holding me, Baba is making me move along, then why do I have to worry whether I'll be able to do it or not? This question won't come at all. And then seeing the time, I should not waste my time in anything else, in gossiping, in other worldly matters, or in other, you know, mundane things. I should not waste my time, because time is running out. When you have a destination which is quite far away and time is less, you have to gallop. You have to go fast. You have to speed up. But we can speed up only when we are using our time in a worthwhile way. We are using our energy in a worthwhile way. We are using our thoughts in a worthwhile way. But if we are whiling away all that, then we are only wasting time and we'll never be able to reach our destination in time. And then Baba also says that, children, you need a long time effort, long time practice. Don't even say that, "Oh Baba, I'll do it at the end. Baba, at the end I'll gallop very fast. I will be able to fulfill your expectations. I'll do very fast at the end." Baba says, "At the end it will not have be. You will not be able to do it." Like if a student says, "I will study very, very hard before the exams come." But before that, he's wasting his time. And when the exams approach and he's trying to study, he can't study. Because he's afraid. He becomes nervous. But if someone has studied for, you know, regularly, constantly, even if exams come, he is not worried. He knows that he will definitely pass with good marks because he has studied well. So that's why Baba says long time effort. And that's why Baba says even if you have come late, maybe you have come only 1 year ago, maybe even 6 months ago, but even now you can go last so fast. You are late, but you are still not too late. And to those who come at the end, Baba gives them extra marks, grace marks. Baba gives them a beautiful blessing, last so fast, so first. So there may be many here who have come only maybe 1 year ago in Gyan. Raise your hand if you're just 1 year, 1 or 2 years in Gyan. Yeah, see. 1 or 2 years, you did not meet Dadi Prakashmani, you did not meet Dadi Janki, you did not meet Dadi Gulzar, you did not even meet Avyak Bap Dada in person. There may be many who did not meet Avyak Bap Dada in person before. Raise your hand. Oh, so many. Avyak Bap Dada. Okay. Those who never saw Dadi Janki, raise your hand. Oh, who never saw Dadi Gulzar, raise your hand. Who never saw Didi Nirmala, they raise their hand. Oh, Didi Nirmala was the director of Gyan Sarovar. So see, now we are Moini Didi with us, who is the administrative head now. But then Baba says, so time is passing very fast. But Baba gives extra marks to the new one. Doesn't matter, child, you can still gallop. The seniors are there with you. Baba is there with you. Baba is not gone yet. The study is still going on. This yajna is still there. Every day you are getting the study. And therefore, still you can gallop and go ahead of all, even those who have come in Jnana maybe many years ago. You can go ahead of them. This is a musical chairs game. No one has got the seat yet. We are all running. Those who have come last can go faster than those who came first, to Jnana first. So it's not yet too late. And when will it be too late? When enough. You can't make any more efforts, but now you can. And therefore, make everything be used in a worthwhile way. Even now you have a chance. Your thoughts, your feelings, your very breath, even your money. Baba says, be economical. So you have to be economical with everything. Because time is short, this life is also short, and drama is coming to an end, and therefore we have to be fast. So Brahma Baba thought, I have to go first. And how Baba became the fastest effort maker. He never wasted his time. He never gossiped about anything, anyone. He used every moment in a worthwhile way, every thought in a worthwhile way. And Baba gives yuktis for that. If any waste thought comes, just say no. Apply a brake immediately. Don't allow that waste thought, you know, to go on. Immediately you should become aware that I'm wasting my time. So long time effort, and therefore you have to be ever ready, because Baba has said that anything can happen suddenly. It won't be told earlier that this is going to happen. A bomb can fall even now. Anything can happen anywhere, anytime. Okay, leave aside a bomb falling. I may just get heart failure instantly and I may die. Never know. Nowadays, death is becoming so easy. Even little children, youngsters, elderly people are living, but youngsters are dying. So nothing is reliable. No one can say, I will live for 100 years. No, no. Anything can happen to anyone, anywhere, anytime. So I have to be ever ready. But in order to be ever ready, I have to have practice of a long time.
So Srila,
because it will be suddenly.
Baba has said over a long period of time, and you have made efforts over a very long period of time, almost 65 years. And all this time you have won minimum three hats I'm going to share. One is a bestower, one effort maker, and the third one is you have done varieties of service. So what kind of methods, because Baba said that you have to know the method to make certain kind of effort. So what kind of different methods you use? Because this Brahmin life can be very dry and boring. And how do you maintain your zeal and enthusiasm for 65 odd years? And during that period you were studying also, doing your university degrees in science.
So the first thing for that is you must have great love for the Murli. It is very, very important to have great love for the Murli. If I love Baba, I will love Baba's Murli too. I should never, never miss even one Murli. You know? See, Brahma Baba was so much aware that children should read the Murli every day. When children would come to Madhuvan and they would meet Baba, Baba would ask them a question. Did you hear the points of today's Murli? So some would say, "No, Baba, I wanted to meet you, Baba. I had my shower and I came straight away to meet you." Baba would say, "First go and read the Murli. Read the Murli and then you come to me." So Baba gives so much importance to the Murli, because the Murli is our true nourishment. It's the real nourishment for the soul. Baba says, if you miss even one Murli, you have lost so much. Therefore, I should not miss even one Murli. And nowadays, it's so easy to get Baba's Murli, daily Murli. So do all of you read Baba's Murli daily? Those who read or hear Baba's Murli daily, raise your hand. Okay. Some might not. I'm not asking those who don't. Never mind. Because there may be some who are not able to read every day. But at least, see, nowadays science is so helpful to us. Through WhatsApp, through internet, through so many ways we are able to get Baba's Murli. I remember during Corona time too, online we could get the Murli. So now science is helping us. Baba says that the science is for you at this time. It is helping you, and the good part of science will accompany you in the golden age too. So let us take benefit of this science. Science is a boon as well as a bane. It can be a big curse too. That of course will be at the end for those who are not having love for God. But those who have love for God, for them, science will be a boon, because that will be a way to take us to golden age, to change the world. And therefore make the proper use of science. Use it for your betterment. Use it for your fast effort making stage. And only then you can gallop and go last so fast so first. So nothing is impossible. And that's what I said. In love for Baba's Murli. So much love for Baba's Murli. Not once, twice, thrice. I read so many times. That's what Mama did. Dadis used to do. I used to go to Dadi Ji's room. I used to go to Dadi Janki's room. And I would see them reading the Murli. Reading the Murli. They were not educated. They were not having many degrees of this world. But then they were so wise. They were so wise, and wise is also a small word. They were so knowledgeful and powerful. It was all from the Murli. So Baba's Murli is very, very important, because that gives us strength for the whole day. And then Amrit Vela, very important for fast effort making, very important. Baba sometimes says, if you want Rajai, Rajai means kingdom, then you have to give up Rajai. Rajai means quilt. So if you want a kingdom, then you have to give up your quilt. The moment you, Amrit Vela, you have to give up your quilt. Yeah, otherwise quilt is so cozy, you like to sleep more and more. Morning 4 o'clock is the time when Maya can really make you lose this war. But at that time I said, no Maya, you cannot make me go lazy. Then immediately wake up, because our Baba is giving me a kingdom of heaven. So why wouldn't I take this kingdom? I can sacrifice this quilt. I don't mind. And I can wake up and be alert for Baba's remembrance. So all the whatever Baba has told us, whatever maryadas or whatever disciplines Baba has told us, they're all for our good. Eating pure food is so necessary, because nowadays there's so much of contaminated food. Everything is so contaminated. And Baba says, you cook with your own hands. Okay, if you don't have time, then Baba's Brahmin children can help you. And then cook in Baba's remembrance, eat in Baba's remembrance. Each morsel will give that strength to you, to the body as well as to the mind. So, eating in Baba's remembrance, mixing in good company, also very important. You are known by the company you keep. So, in which company should I move? I have to be very selective. And Baba says, cinema, today is Murli. Baba says, cinema. Dadi Prakashmani used to say, cinema, sin ki ma, the mother of sin. The mother of sin is cinema. Movies is the mother of sin. You have only lust and anger in today's films, nothing else. When whatever is happening in the world drama stage, the short form of that is in the movies today. It's nothing different. So we are already the actors on this world drama stage. We don't have to go to watch those movies. Is there anyone who still watches the movies? Nowadays you don't have to go to a theater. You can watch on your mobile. Anyone who wastes time in watching movies? No need. Even I think reading newspaper, political news, this news, that news, no need. I remember once I was reading a newspaper, that day's newspaper, and one double foreigner came to me and she said, "Oh sister, you are reading Ravan's news? You are reading Ravan's news," because what comes in the newspapers also? All the news of lust, anger, greed, attachment, corruption, jealousy, hatred, murders, what else? That's what in today's news. So why should we go for that? Baba has given us so much. Let us enjoy all that and be in Baba's lap, remember Baba, and that's our real fast effort.
Baba asked us to follow Father Brahma.
You speak to that.
Baba asked us to follow Father Brahma. And one of the titles Shiv Baba has given to Baba is that Brahma Baba is the Arjun. The word Arjun is translated in English as the one who takes initiative. So what happens is there is a little bit of a clarification required, because sometimes I have seen BKs interpreting the word to take initiative in service, in their ideas, you know, in their creativity. But what is the real meaning of being an Arjun?
So the real meaning of being an Arjun means to take the initiative. When I'm reading the Murli, this Murli is for me. Do I think like that? Then I'm the real Arjun. If I think, oh, Baba spoke this Murli for everyone in general. No, this Murli is for me. It's, Baba is speaking only to me. So if I think in this way, it's only to me, only then only I can think I'm the real Arjuna who's taking the initiative.
So being a godly student, which is
very important. I'm a godly child, I'm a godly student, I'm a godly disciple, following the Sadguru, following the teacher, following the father. And Baba says, you keep your footsteps on my footsteps. What Brahma Baba did, I have to do the same. So whenever we go to do anything, think before that. If Brahma Baba would do it, then I'll do it. If Brahma Baba would be here, what would he do? I have to do the same.
Brahma
and then
Baba.
The thought will come that yes, Brahma Baba would do this, I also have to do it. If Brahma Baba would not do it, I will also not do it. So that is the consciousness, that is fast effort making. Because I have to follow in Brahma Baba's footsteps. Like Baba says, follow the father. What does this mean, follow the father? For Shiv Baba, he says, see father. Always see father. Because that father is giving me so much strength, so much power. And follow the father is follow Brahma Baba, what Brahma Baba did. How in 1 second he was able to surrender to Baba, just one Baba and none other. And he did it without even having a second thought. So that's what Baba says. So that's what we are, we are all Arjuns who take the initiative.
Yeah, one who is a real godly student.
Yeah.
That is how Brahma Baba described himself. He always loved to be a godly student.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now coming back to this bestower, yesterday in yesterday's blessings, Baba really raised the bar on being a server or being a bestower. Baba said that remind others to remember the Father through your sense organs. So that's a very deep level of service or being a bestower. Or a very
so remind the Father through your sense organs has such a deep meaning. When somebody looks at you, takes drishti from you, he should remember the Father. When someone speaks to you and you are speaking to him, let there be words of blessings of the Father, so he's reminded of the Father. When he meets you, he speaks to you, he looks at you, he smiles at you, you smile him back, reminding of the Father. So whatever you do should remind him of the Father through your actions, your words, even your thoughts. So definitely you become a fast effort maker in this way. Okay?
Now I have got two small questions which are not really related to the topic, but because we just recently offered bhog for Brijmohan Bhai, so quite a few people have this question about advanced party souls. So one question is that now advanced party souls means they have taken a birth already in a whatever family. So when Baba said in the message that advanced party souls came in the subtle region to welcome Brijmohan Bhai, how does that happen? What exactly
well,
is the
that's
process?
In Baba's hands, no? He can invoke anyone and that will be that one will be visible. Of course they have taken birth, but then Baba can invoke them and then they come in the subtle regions to meet the trans messengers. So that's in Baba's hands. There's no need to ask questions in this.
No need to ask questions.
It's in Baba's hands. He has that. That's why Baba says, I don't give this key to anyone of giving visions, you know. I don't give this key to anyone. So why Baba doesn't give this key of showing visions to his children? Because just as my children lost all the wealth I gave him in golden age, they lost everything. And if I give them this key of, showing visions, they will lose this key also. And I need that key in Copper Age to show visions to my devotees. So I don't give this vision, this key to anyone. So therefore it is in Baba's hands. What he does is his word. But we have to just remember Baba, that is more important. So the advanced party souls are of course there in their incognito forms, no doubt. They are still helping us. Sometimes Baba says how these dadis, they come. They come and give you drishti also and you may not even know. Baba also comes and gives you drishti. You may not know. Baba can enter into you and speak. You will not know. And you will say, oh, today I gave such a good class. But it was Baba who did it, that dadis who did it, not you. But then we say, oh, I did it. Therefore, never have that ego that I did it. I should never come. Always say Baba. Even if somebody praises you, never accept that praise. Always say, well, it's because of Baba. So that's what I've learned. I don't take it for myself. Because today if I accept praise, tomorrow I will also have to accept defamation. So I neither accept praise nor accept defamation. It's all up to Baba. If I did not succeed, well, there must be something better for me than from Baba, so I don't have to worry. Failures are pillars of success, we say. We are learning at every step. So it's a learning process. And that's why we are not really disheartened. So we are with Baba, I'm with Baba, Baba is with me, I'm not alone, and therefore I can make fast efforts. Why can't I? Yes? Okay? You all can make fast efforts. Anyone who thinks it's very difficult to make fast efforts, raise your hand. Anyone? No, it's not difficult at all, because confluence age is still going on. The whole yajna is still there. You are always welcome to Madhuban. Madhuban is your home. And Baba is with you. The Nadis are with you. The yajna is with you. Wherever you are, Baba has opened centers for everyone. And you also can become the pioneers in opening centers now. Baba says every home can be a center where anyone who comes, you can give God's message, because that is the need of the hour. Okay? Yes? Has anyone to ask anything? This was what Rohini Ben said, but anyone has to ask anything? You can come up and ask. Yes? No? Okay, then let us meditate. And whatever you heard this evening, now churn on that and become so powerful that you are able to become a fast effort maker by becoming a bestower. Okay? Om Shanti.
Thank you, Srila Ben. Thank you.
So let us do powerful meditation now.
Yeah, only just I would like to thank Shilu Didi for her wisdom and insight about the topic, and also Rohini Ben for asking very good questions.
Come nearer.
And one thing I have one thing I've really drawn essence of her sharing is bestower means you're not dependent. If you make your dependency, then you won't be able to make it. Effort. You can't even make an effort, because everything you are dependent on something, then you move on. So the essence of her sharing was about remove the dependency, then we can go faster. Okay? Thank you very much, and yes, we will remember Baba to feel the power to move forward. Thank you.
So now, in order to become a fast effort maker, I have to become a bestower. But in order to bestow, I have to become full myself. And in order to become full, I receive from Baba the powerhouse, the one who makes me powerful too. The one who is always giving, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Teacher, the Almighty Sadguru. And I have a right over him. I am Master Almighty too. I can overcome any obstacle with Baba's help. I have that willpower in me. Sweetest Baba, in your company, I experience so much solace. Your canopy of protection is always above my head. You hold my hand and make me strong. With your mighty hands, you make my work so easy. Nothing is difficult in your presence, Baba. My one step of effort and your 100 steps of help towards me. Nothing is impossible in your company. I belong to you. You belong to me, Baba. You are everything to me. In every breath, in every thought, in every feeling, in every moment, it's only you, Baba, and none other. All that which I thought was mine is all yours, Baba. I'm only a trustee. You are my everything, Baba. My mother, my father, my friend, my beloved. I I see only you, Baba. And none other. My whole world is in you, Baba. You are my true savior, protector, guide. I am moving along under your guidance. Your Srimad is the highest on high. You have bestowed upon me the third eye of wisdom. I can now visualize all the three aspects of time. What I was, what I am, and what I am going to become. Thank you, Baba, for having made me so knowledgeful. Thank you, Baba, for guiding me at every step. I was a lost child. Now I have found you, Baba. I will never leave your hand, Baba. You are my only support. You alone give me all the strength to live in this chaotic world and still live so detached and loving. I'm so light. All my burdens are gone. I'm double light. A point of light and light in weight. I fly in a second to my home, sweet home. And be with you in that world of light. In a second I can fly to the new world, the golden age. And see myself as a world emperor in a beautiful palace of gold and diamonds. In a second I can fly to the subtle regions in the world of light. It takes only a second to be detached from this body. I become a master sun and spread the rays of peace and happiness in the world. How fortunate I am Thank you, Baba. Thank you.